Hello and welcome to the Dry Podcast with Zach, Chris, and Bailey. Really appreciate everyone joining us. I was worried after that, air quotes, stinky performance last week because of the skunk.
Oh, you tried to make a little joke there.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah. I got it.
Bailey just hit her face in the mic again. Did you hear that?
I know.
Totally.
Bailey, pick up the microphone.
Gosh. You know, I was at lunch today.
Yeah.
With my kids. Because I have them for the summer. And I was thinking, how am I going to get in the whole Bailey smashing her face into a mic comment? And she just does it for us.
She does. I was going to make a...
Bailey.
I'm surprised you went there that fast. You did a great job. I have a mystery bruise, and I was trying to figure out a way to blame it on Bailey, and I was going to say that she hit me in the hand with a microphone.
I think that's probably a very logical conclusion.
Why me?
Because it's so easy.
Because one time you had a very innocent accident, and we are just immature enough to... carry this on, probably, I hope, for the life of the podcast.
Oh, absolutely. This will never go away. Never. Never go away. Well, everybody, thanks for joining us. We do appreciate it. We've eclipsed the 300 total downloads mark, and we're very, very excited and thankful for that. So thank you for your listenerships.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. No, it's very good stuff.
But we want more, right?
Yeah. I mean, we want to share. We want feedback. I had a couple different drivers in the office this past week. Leonard Greenlee was in talking about the podcast and some things that he brought up, a couple of things that I may interject on when you're talking about other things today. And some other drivers that came in as well. So
Nancy had a lot to say.
Yeah, we appreciate, we love the feedback.
Yeah.
I mean, that helps us and gives us ideas of things that maybe talk about and things like that. So we really, really do appreciate that for sure. So everybody doing good, having a good week. I usually give the date. It's July 30th. So we're winding up the month of July. We didn't record yesterday because one of our podcast members was gone, so
I've been demoted from host to member.
Yeah, you're a member now.
Oh wow!
So
you know, you take one day off.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What I guess what drivers what you guys don't know is that we actually do plan. There is some planning involved in a podcast, and so we were talking on Friday. We were going over what we were going to do, this and that, and blah 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 blah, and. And then Chris sent out a note that he wouldn't be here on Monday, and I didn't even think about it until I walked in.
I didn't either, honestly.
On Monday morning, and I walked into Bailey's office. And I was like, "How are we going to do a podcast? Chris isn't even here."
Yeah, I didn't even think about that one.
And we were like in full podcast mode on Friday.
I know we were
talking about different things.
If we had only recorded Friday, we would be done.
Yeah, and we would be done.
We would be
pulled off the podcast air.
Our jobs would be done.
It would be over. So. Anyway, but well, welcome back, and
thanks.
And hopefully we'll have some good stuff. What do you got for us today? I know you, Woody, you did a lot of the work on today's podcast, but you've been knee deep in regulations and some other things over the past few weeks as we go and officially change over on the ELDs and everything. So
yeah, it's going to be.
What news have you for us today?
Well, I decided to, as we have had a couple of really fun weeks on the podcast, and we said, well, let's bring this back to trucking a little bit. And so I got on the trucking forums, and there were three big topics that were just repeated over and over and over again because of all these regulations coming up. And it's a very regulatory heavy time of year, and it's only going to get more throughout the year and beginning of 2019. So the biggest thing I saw at first, there was a ton of debate about tickets, warnings, MVRs, PSPs. So all you could encompass that all into driver information that employers get. And
the drivers were saying they were frustrated that this information was out there for people, or what were they saying on the forum?
They're very confused about what shows up on your MVR and what shows up on your PSP, and why prospective employers get this information. There's a lot of movement that just in, as there always is. So drivers are always out looking for jobs, and so this always comes up. So it's very easy to separate this. MVR is going to be traffic citations, you know, anything that the police would give you, or if your license is suspended or revoked. So anything that the state has anything to say about your license. The PSP report comes from the DOT, Department of Transportation, and it is only inspections and crashes. Now, where it gets confusing is that you could have something show up on one but not the other.
And which happens quite often.
It happens a lot.
Yeah.
Or you could have something show up on both of them. So let's say you get a speeding ticket. Let's say it's a state trooper, catches you speeding, and then does an inspection. Well, he's going to write you a traffic citation for the speeding. He's also going to note that on the inspection, and it's going to be a violation on your PSP. So you're going to get an MVR hit and a PSP hit.
Whereas if he didn't do the inspection and just wrote you a ticket,
then it would only show up on your MVR.
Yeah, not on the PSP.
Right.
So that's interesting. I wonder how many, have we gotten any kind of feedback on, do the drivers understand, you know, when something happens, if they're going to get a hit or they're not going to get a hit? And here would be my other question. If, you know, it's all paperwork. If a trooper pulls you over for speeding, mm-hmm. and also does an inspection on you, but let's say you were speeding, he writes you a ticket for that. You have an inspection and you pass with flying colors. And he's like, could he give you a break and not put the speeding ticket on the PSP citation? Could that happen? Or is it one of those things where if it's going to get put out to the PSP, they're going to say, why did you pull this driver
over? That's
exactly
it. So he's got to at least get down why he stopped you in the first place.
So he was speeding, yeah. And I wrote him a ticket for that. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Cool. Well, what else?
So the other one was sleep apnea. This is creeping back up again. We thought we had it kind of under control. So the short story is FMCSA several years ago came out with some guidance about sleep apnea, and it was guidance that they should not have put out there and regret putting out there. And what it did was lay out some parameters on why doctors might either identify or diagnose sleep apnea. And so then they retracted that after everybody correctly shouted, hey, you're the Federal Motor Carriers, you're not a doctor, you have no business doing this. So they left it to the doctor's discretion. What they did is they opened up that box and made doctors nervous. And so anybody with a large neck or overweight or who thinks they may have ever snored was getting popped sleep study.
And that's the problem. Like, I think that most my sister runs a sleep apnea lab in Indiana. We interviewed her, and one day
we went up there.
We may put that out. And she's very passionate about it. And from her perspective, you know, it's like she sees these guys and men and women, and not even truck drivers, but just people that come in and they're they're sleeping in the middle of the night and they're basically, they stop breathing. And I think, I mean, she got emotional in it.
Yeah.
This is random strangers. I think the problem is that I think everybody has a little bit of sleep apnea in a way. Like, I hate to be like, put that big blanket statement over it, you know, but it's like, I know a lot of people who are healthy and, you know, they look good, but they, you know, maybe they got, you know, they played a lot of basketball or soccer or something and their nasal cavity's all jacked up. And so they have it for that reason,
yeah.
You know? So I think what's interesting to me is that why it's like coffee, you know, back in the day, like, you know, coffee's good for you. Now coffee's bad for you. And then next week it'll be good for you again. And then like too much coffee is bad for you. And it's like, where's the line at? Like, why is sleep apnea just a big deal now?
Yeah.
Because people, I mean, I can remember my grandparents and great grandparents snoring 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, why is this a big hot button issue now?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that trucking companies are getting sued for buku money. And they play the game of going down the line to find out causality. And so if the trucker's clean, the truck driver is clean, the trucking company is clean, well, let's look at that doctor that gave them their DOT physical. Well, this guy's got a big neck and he's overweight. He should have been tested for sleep apnea. That's at the doctor's discretion. The doctor didn't recommend a sleep study. we'll sue the doctor. And that's what the doctors are nervous about, and that's why they're giving out these sleep studies. But we gotta stick with it, and hopefully everybody returns to their senses. But one more real quick note is one of the reasons that we can't do the doctor shopping thing, especially you shouldn't do it anyway, but we don't do it here at M&W, is for that reason. So if we get a sleep apnea diagnosis and then say, oh, well, let's go to another doctor that won't give us that, then now M&W is complicit in that. And if the driver has a wreck because they were tired, then we got big problems.
It always feels like these things come and they go and then they rear their ugly head.
Yeah.
And sleep apnea is a big deal. I was going to say this. I feel like it's a big deal everywhere. You know, I mean, I know it affects us. It affects truck drivers more because they may not be able to drive.
Real. And that's the frustrating thing is that it's nobody wants anything that's going to take them away from their job or keep them from getting their card. But
yeah,
it's real. It's an important thing on their health.
Absolutely.
And you need to get checked
out.
But
me and you having sleep apnea, we could still come into work.
We're not driving.
But driving an 80,000-pound missile,
right,
is a different story. So it's tough. But you know, I know it gets frustrating, drivers, even as you hear us talking about it now. But we're going to be here to weather the storm for you and try to make it better. And sometimes just talking about this, you know, can definitely help. And I know that a lot of people who have done the sleep apnea study and they have the machines.
Wouldn't live without it.
They're
now
pretty happy.
Yeah.
And they're sleeping as well as they ever have.
So. Yeah.
All right, drivers and other folks listening, we do appreciate you listening to the Drive Podcast. Remember, you can subscribe anywhere podcasts are available, Apple, Android, by email, Google Podcasts, Spotify. So you can check us out, and please share with your friends. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, I'm T.C. Harris, driver of truck number 568, and you're listening to the Drive Podcast with Chris and Zach.
All right, welcome back. We just got done talking about different regulations with tickets and warnings and MVRs and PSPs, and then we touched base with a little bit of the sleep apnea stuff. There's a few of the things that you wanted to talk about, and this one's kind of a big deal because, you know, I kind of touched base on it a few weeks ago, where different states are passing laws now on what can be tested for and what can't. The whole drug and alcohol clearinghouse deal.
Yeah, this is a big deal, and it's been kind of overshadowed by all the ELD talk, but it's going to be here at the beginning of 2019, January of 2019. There will be a database of DOT drivers, and every single carrier in the country will be required to query this database to see if they are about to hire a driver or have a driver currently employed who has ever tested positive on a DOT drug and alcohol test. That is a huge step. There are a lot of moving parts there, and there's been a lot of legislation and just a lot of debate about how to get this done. But the carriers have all wanted it. The problem that we've had is that we relied on the driver to put on their application all their previous employers, and we would contact each one of those previous employers and ask if that driver had ever tested positive for drugs or alcohol. Well, that's all well and good, except if that potential employee doesn't put an employer down where they had a positive test, then we never ask the question. So you always ran the risk of hiring somebody who's just simply lied on their application and you had no way to check. So this is gonna fix that. But it also comes with some problems, and this is why it was such a big deal on all the forums. First and foremost, here is yet another government database with my name, my social security number, drug and alcohol information, which is very akin to medical information. We don't want that stuff lying around there. So a lot of very upset drivers out there.
Has the cannabis deal reared its ugly head? You know, we we had an issue where I think, you know, there are situations out there where people are taking things and it's not really marijuana, but it's cannabis.
Like CBD.
The CBD oils. And if you take enough of it, you're going to get popped for a drug test. The two questions I would have would be, you're going on a drug test, you're going to fail that drug test. The two questions I would have would be, if you pull a report on a driver and they show a failed drug test, does it tell you what it's like? Do you get a bunch of information on it? Can you see that, hey, this was a CBD oil fail, or, you know, this guy was trafficking cocaine from Mexico?
Well, you won't see CBD oil, but you will see positive for marijuana. So you'll see everything that's on a regular DOT drug screen, which is going to be marijuana, cocaine, opioids, heroin, all those sorts of things. So I don't know how detailed it's going to be, but it won't be detailed enough to say
to help somebody out.
It's not going to say, hey, they were only taking CBD oil.
Right. And I think that's definitely the challenge. I mean, that's the challenge of you just, you know, we talk about it all the time. You know, drivers, you are professionals. You know, I really do look at these as truck drivers as pros.
Yeah.
You know, you drive a ton. You drive a lot more than I drive. You're driving a big vehicle. It's harder to drive than a passenger vehicle. And you guys are professionals. And it's like you gotta be careful what you're putting in your body. You know, like it happens to NFL players. They'll take a substance. You know, I know a few years ago one of the Colts players was taking a substance to try to help. They were having trouble getting pregnant. You know, it wasn't a drug, but it was just a substance. But it was banned by the league, and he got popped and had to miss like 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
And then Taylor Lewan this week got popped for taking a substance that wasn't a drug, but it was something close. But like, that's the thing, that you know, when that's your profession, like when that's what your job is,
right,
you got to cover yourself even more and be more meticulous and watch everything, you know, dot your I's and cross your T's even more.
Yeah, and the government is not going to get so nuanced in this that they're going to differentiate between normal marijuana, like if you smoked marijuana, or if you this was a CBD oil thing. You know, it's in your system, and that's it. Yeah. So there's not going to be any explaining.
There's not
going to
be any leeway.
Like, no, yeah. No, not at all.
It just is what it is,
and it's going to be there. And so, you know, we are going to have, as a company, just to tell you guys what it's going to look like, every single year, we're going to have to query this database, and for each one of our drivers, and see if anybody shows up with a positive test, and we have to do that for any drivers that we are going to potentially hire. So there was a lot of debate on the forums of drivers saying, well, I'm not even going to register. I'm going to stand my ground. I'm not going to let the government interfere this far into my life. And that's fine. And I completely respect that. And I don't like the government interfering in my life any more than possible either. But the fact is, carriers are required to do this. So it's going to be a situation where you're going to make yourself unhirable.
Yeah.
unless you register. And the drivers are going to be required to register.
It's tough. It's very difficult. Yeah. I mean, I really do sympathize with the drivers, it makes an already shrinking field of, you know, drivers even more difficult.
I mean, it's a tough job and it's a dangerous job, and I'm all for some regulation. Let's make sure that we just don't have any Joe Blow out here operating this equipment. These guys that we have at M&W, they're proud of what they do, and they're proud that they do it right, and they hate these guys that are skirting the system and that are doing bad stuff. But the unfortunate thing is you good drivers out there, you're going to get caught up in all this regulation too, so the bad ones can get weeded out.
Well,
you can't have it both ways.
We all live in that world, insurance world, right? And our insurance rates are high because of people taking advantage, you know, whether it's car or health or whatever else.
You do the right thing your whole life, and your insurance is still going to go up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's kind of where we're at here.
You're definitely kind of paying for everything else. So, cool.
Well, I just want to let everybody, there's going to be a ton of information. Now we've kind of got over the ELD hump here here at M&W. We're going to have a very fast ramp up into Drug and Alcohol Clearinghouse to make sure everybody knows exactly what it is, exactly what it isn't, and make sure that we do everything by the book. And I know our guys have got nothing to worry about, but as most of these things are, it's going to be a hassle for everybody.
Yeah, well, it's just more to look forward to, and you know, drivers will do everything that we can to get this information out to you and make sure that you guys know where it's coming from and how you can protect yourself the best way.
And we get another program to manage in here. Isn't that great?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Bailey, are you asleep back there?
No, I'm just thinking that this is definitely going to fall into my office because I'm going to run one running pre-appointment.
Bailey is going to make a lot of queries of the Drug and Alcohol database.
I like it. So, well, coming up next, we're going to do, I don't know what states we're going to do. Do you know what states?
Oh, we're going to play the game again?
Yeah, we're going to play the game again.
Yes!
What states do we have today, Bailey?
Florida, Colorado, and Texas.
All right, Florida, Colorado, and
crazy,
Texas.
Crazier and craziest right there.
They're going to be coming up next, and we'll listen to that, and we'll play the game. I think it's Bailey's up 2-1.
2-1-0.
2-1-0.
I got one. You got nothing, man.
I'm getting beat pretty bad.
You got to make a comeback.
Yeah, we'll have to. I'm going to work on that. Hopefully we'll do it. We'll be right back after this, guys. Hey drivers, do you want to earn a quick $1,000? Refer a driver today. We're always in need of over-the-road drivers out of all of our locations. There's no cap on how many drivers that you can recruit, so we spend money on advertising every month, but we'd rather put that money in your pocket. Remember, always send those drivers to drivemw.com, and they can apply and learn more about M&W. That's $1,000 in your pocket today. Recruit a driver for M&W.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dave Honerjager with the Tennessee Trucking Association, and you're listening to the Drive Podcast with Chris and Zach.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Drive Podcast with Zach, Chris, and Bailey. We are about to play the game. We had a ton of fun with this game last week, and we asked Bailey to ramp up the crazy. And just with her choice of states, I mean, we got Florida, Colorado, and Texas.
Yeah,
there is a ton of potential there.
Yeah.
We've got Florida, which is Florida. So
Florida's Florida.
It always stays. I think that's our one that always gets in there. Colorado, we've had that fun new variable of legal marijuana introduced there. And,
that's right.
And so there's tons of potential there. And Texas, man, they just do it big in Texas, don't they?
That's right, they do.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
That's right. The crazy is bigger in Texas.
The crazy is bigger in Texas.
So, Bailey, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hold on.
She just never is excited.
Yeah, I know.
She only gets excited
about this at all?
You're
just like, I've got some filing to do, and you gave me these things to paperclip and put in.
I don't want to hit my face with the mic again. Sorry, Bailey.
We need some enthusiasm, Ms. Whaney.
We got like dead quiet there. All right, Bailey. When we're doing radio or podcast, as this is, dead audio is never a good thing. So
I know.
I thought it was a nice moment of silent tension that just snapped like a rubber band into silent, hilarious laughter.
Silent tension.
I think the people like that.
Yeah. All right, here we go. All right, Bailey's up 2-0, 2-1-0. I have no points. Woody got one last week. I need to be more tactical in my guessing. So, all right, Bailey, give it to us. Let's see what we got here.
Okay, first one.
First one.
And I just realized I grabbed the wrong story, so I'm gonna. This first one is gonna be off the top of my head.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Oh my gosh.
But it's along the lines of. Man uses sports drink as taillight.
uses sports like the bottle.
Yes. Full okay. of red sports drink yeah? as his brake light.
Okay.
That's not.
Aren't sports bottles usually. That? They're clear.
They're clear, but the liquid red. Inside.
So he still had liquid inside of
him. I believe it was a red Gatorade, according to the picture.
Colorado, Florida, or...
That mess all the time. People putting red, like, tape or red anything like
that. Okay, I have red tape on my taillight, but don't judge me.
I'm going to replace it with a Gatorade bottle.
I'm going to say, is Indiana one of the choices?
Okay, here we go. Give me the states again, Bailey.
Florida, Colorado, or Texas.
A red... Man. Gatorade bottle. This is hard. I'm going Texas.
You're going Texas?
Yeah.
I'm going to do Colorado. I'm going to assume that this guy has been smoking a lot of dope and this was his only option. And so.
See, I thought that too. And now I'm doing what you did last time and I'm going to lose because I'm overthinking it.
All right, Bailey. Who is it?
Zach, you were correct.
Yes.
It's Colorado.
Yes. I'm back in the game. Nice. Point for Zach.
All right. I'm going chalk from now on. I am not.
Here we go.
Don't overthink it, Chris.
I know. I just warned him about not overthinking it.
I'm changing it up a little bit.
All right. I see that.
All right. Do you have this story in front of you, Bailey?
I do. I'm sorry. Okay. It was just the one. The other two were correct.
Right. There was this time that this dude did this thing. Oh, yeah.
All right. Here we go.
I'm rolling my eyes.
You can roll your eyes all you want. This game is already under protest.
Okay.
Because I think the first question
technically
was
didn't have the story in front of her.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not perfect.
No, we know.
My face runs into the microphone.
The mic could tell us all that you're not perfect.
We didn't ask you to be perfect. We just asked you to, I don't know,
not
bring
sure the mic.
Story for the one part of the thing. That
I mean, you are the producer, Bailey, so it's
I'm
like you do have to.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Give it to us.
All right.
Thieves snatch shark from aquarium and wheel it out in baby carriage.
you gotta let some of these marinate on the brain. You know what I mean?
So they took a shark alive. Assume it is alive?
They took it out of said aquarium.
And put it in a baby carriage.
And it was like, it was in one of those like touch tanks.
Yeah.
See, now,
swimming around.
This,
so you could just.
This screams Florida,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, it does.
But, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like that's too obvious. It's too obvious.
Yeah.
Just so you know, the shark is still alive and well and back in said aquarium.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go Texas on this one. Because you got to think that this is was at a controlled environment. And
there are no controlled environments in Florida.
This is a controlled environment. And Texas has got more landmass than anybody else.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying there's probably more aquariums in Texas than there are in Colorado or Florida.
Yeah, but...
Per capita.
A lot of Texas is just...
I know, and wouldn't you want to
have...
Right, and that's why you'd want to have an aquarium. Because you live... Like, there's dust outside your house. So let's have an aquarium here.
So in this image that's in your mind,
I want to have some exotic fish.
Somewhere in West Texas, there is this dusty little, not even called a town, some little village. There's like four houses in the middle of the desert. And you think there's an aquarium there.
Probably got like an $8,000 aquarium.
And that's what happened here. They were going to eat the shark.
Joe Johnson came by and stole Billy Bob's aquarium. Okay.
Okay, you're going to
Texas.
It was only
sense,
a 16-inch shark. It wasn't much for you.
Oh.
Still running, like, gnaw your face off.
Yeah. I'm going to go Florida.
It's Texas.
Yes!
You!
San Antonio to be
awesome. Yes. Yes.
It's all a cute shark, though.
You're doing well on this.
I am. I've come back. I had no
now
points.
Now I'm at the bottom.
I have no points.
Well, technically,
no. Yeah. You guys are tied with two.
Yeah.
I got one.
I'm up 2-0.
I got to get this one.
This is fantastic.
So we can get back to even.
All right, last one.
Here we go.
Now I'm not just guessing Colorado or.
It's still any of the three.
Florida by default.
It could be any of the three.
Okay.
It could be. I could double up. You never know.
Yeah, uh-huh. And she should sometimes.
I should.
To throw us off, especially if I'm not dominating the game like I'm doing today.
Wow. See, I gave you, I was gracious, I was complimentary, And I'm about to go the other direction.
Here we go.
Keep up the smack.
Here we go. I'm not talking junk. It's truth. Here we go, Bailey.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, moving on. Man hid legless fugitive girlfriend in plastic tote.
I will give.
Wait.
Oh, my.
Read that again.
You got to tell us more. Who was.
I want this story
who
read verbatim.
Who was he hiding her from in this tote?
Story reversed. Like, are we.
Break this down first, Bailey.
I think the first question needs to be asked is. Did she go into this tote against her will? Let's get that out of the way.
Well, I'm assuming if she was a fugitive, she didn't.
Okay.
So, yes.
Oh, I didn't get fugitives. So she's running from the law.
Read the headline again, please.
Man hid legless fugitive girlfriend in plastic tote.
See, I lost it after legless, and I got girlfriend, that was about it.
What kind of tote was it?
Plastic? I don't know.
What brand?
Probably like, Walmart.
I know.
What color?
That
did it have the latches on the side?
It says, according to the story, said man is accused of hiding his legless fugitive girlfriend by stuffing her into a plastic storage container.
Please tell us what she was.
Yeah, what
a
are they fugitive
for?
Yeah.
Anything. Make up something.
She was wanted for failing to appear in court on charges including false imprisonment related to a 2015 incident when she allegedly held people hostage at a Burger King with a BB gun.
That is hardcore. If you can hold people hostage with a BB gun and no legs.
Well, she had legs at this point. She lost her legs in a shootout with the police.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Are you,
this, like, I was,
Bailey,
I, there was a part
you,
you've done it,
have
Bailey.
Done yeah. everything that has been asked of you. We totally forgive you for forgetting the first story. Yeah. This one makes up for it.
Here's what I was thinking. I'm sitting over here thinking, we need to be careful because, you know, people with disabilities, we don't want to make fun of that.
A
but
shootout
the fact that she's lost her legs in a shootout.
Yeah. She does not get a pass. This is hilarious on almost every level.
Okay,
and the only reason they knew she was in the container is a police officer spotted her boyfriend putting her in the container. And she did surrender without incident.
Thank God. She didn't have any body parts to lose.
Florida. Has to be Florida.
Whoa.
Has to be.
I don't know. This feels like California.
California is not one of the choices, man.
I know, but it feels like California.
Does it really?
It also feels a little bit like Texas. This feels a little bit West Texas.
It does.
Hmm. Is there any more information?
I can see
Bailey?
Somebody in Florida doing this in like broad daylight. mean, like at the Wendy's parking lot.
It wasn't
like
broad daylight because a police officer saw it happening. So it had to be in broad daylight.
What are you doing, man? Nothing?
I'm just toting my girlfriend around.
Oh my gosh.
There's no more information really.
Really?
Let's
it's a very
toting,
short story.
I know. We
toting
got it.
My
that
girlfriend?
Was just as good as your skunk joke
toting
at the open.
My
yeah.
girlfriend?
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah. No.
I'm going to tote my girlfriend around.
In a tote?
I wonder if I could get my girlfriend in a tote. How big of a tote was it?
Well, she's 4 foot tall, so it fit her.
Before the
she's
loss of legs.
It says goodness. Now 4 foot tall woman.
Now
so she's 4 foot tall minus legs.
So she might have been pretty tall then because, you know, legs are a couple of
feet. Depends
on
where you lose your legs, though.
Yeah. I mean,
right.
She may have lost them at like the.
At the knee.
The knee or the, yeah.
Why are we talking about this? This is awesome.
It really feels like California. Are you sure you didn't forget something, Bailey?
I'm positive. Okay.
Right. I'm
so what are you?
I'm going to my gut, Florida.
You're going to Florida. Yep. Let's see here. Gosh,
that's ultra crazy.
It feels like Florida, but Bailey is playing this game too. Bailey's playing this game.
Oh, so
and
she stumps us both.
Yeah,
that's right.
I mean, she
I
gets points too. So like, it does feel like Florida. Shootout.
You're going to talk yourself into Colorado. Is what you're about to do.
Ooh, you know me well. I'm thinking it's Florida. Because of the craziness.
Yeah.
But then it's Texas because of getting shot your legs out from under you, right? Because that wouldn't happen anywhere else. Only in Texas do they just shoot and then answer questions later, which is exactly what I do, and I love it. Number three, but maybe, just maybe, this is in Colorado because she went to Burger King. Who would hold up a Burger King? Someone who smoked a lot of weed.
Did you say Burger King?
Yeah, that's where she lost her legs.
I am tuning out very important parts of this thing.
So somebody who smoked a bunch of weed, they're going to hold up a fast food joint.
She allegedly held people hostage in 2015 at a Burger King with a BB gun.
Need to make it very clear when we talk about Colorado and talk about weed that every single person in Colorado does not just constantly smoke marijuana.
Only about 80%.
Just because
statistics show.
Statistics show that all your statistics are completely
made
up.
To see those statistics.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. You're right, Woody. It's like I am almost talking myself into Colorado.
Do it.
You're going Florida?
This is a poker game. I know you all can't see this, but there is a definite moment that we're experiencing right now where Zach is saying...
You're going to go Florida? You sure?
You're bluffing, aren't you?
You sure?
Would you like to know the date of this news story?
Sure.
May 11th, 2018.
Have we done any follow-up? Does she still have all of her appendages?
I think she is.
I have not done any follow-up on this story.
Does she have her arms?
I'm not answering that question. I played the fifth.
All right.
She just gave us the date without being asked for it. I think that's significant.
What do you think it is? What do you think she's trying to say?
I think she's trying to say that it's Colorado.
You think she's trying to throw me off?
No, I think she's trying to...
You think because she said that, because she would want us to know that,
that this is post Mary Jane time.
But they've been smoking weed in Colorado for a long time.
We've been smoking weed for centuries, but
I'm saying they've been doing it legally for a while. Yeah. Okay, so you're going Florida. That is the rule, I hate to tell you. Once you verbally commit to a state, you have to stick with it.
What rule?
It's in rule. It's a 5-3 subsection A.
Right here. This is totally under protest, then. That's fine. I'll go with Florida because that's what my gut said. But I'm telling you, you just wait. Okay.
You can change. You didn't know that rule.
I didn't know that because you just made it up.
I didn't make it up.
If there are five rules to this game, I would be amazed.
Don't you hear it?
Yes, everyone hears my notes that I made for you, Rattling.
That's right.
Okay, Bailey.
Florida.
I'm going Florida. What are you doing?
Gosh, I'm stalling is what I'm doing.
We got to wrap this thing up today.
I know. I am going to go. Can I phone a friend?
No.
Dang it.
No.
Do I have a lifeline?
No.
Okay, so it feels like Florida. The shootout tells me Texas. The holding up of Burger King screams Colorado. I'm going to go West Texas.
Oh, he's even giving the region.
The exact place, the exact location is Winter Haven, Florida.
Oh. Yes!
All right.
You knew at the beginning that's all it could be. Yeah. We sat there and talked ourselves around a million different things, only happen in Florida.
It was
and
Florida.
We are all now tied up.
That's awesome.
Woody has two. Zach had a huge day coming back.
You did have a huge day.
With two.
But
I would have never
attitude.
I would have never guessed Florida, so I'm not upset. I would have never guessed Florida because it just felt like it was too obvious.
Sometimes the obvious things.
Sometimes.
She is doing a good job of.
Sometimes
Bailey's
it is.
Doing
Bailey,
a great
that
job
was well done.
Us.
That was a better. Now I think she'll start to play the game more. Like I expect fully.
She's going to try and trip us.
She's
up.
Not doubled up yet.
I haven't.
Right.
And I expect that to come soon.
Yeah.
But you never know. We have plenty of weeks.
It's going to be good stuff.
Yep.
If you are enjoying this podcast, please share it with your friends. We already know that you're subscribed. But please do. Pass it on. Let them know. Guys, great job today. Thanks for joining me. Anything else you want to add to this? It was a beautiful day.
No, that was good. That was a lot of fun. We need to keep doing that.
Awesome. Very good. Bailey, thank you for pulling that information. Guys, thanks for joining us on the Drive Podcast. Until next time, for Chris and Bailey, I'm Zach Pugh. Drive safe and have a blessed day.